Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 124, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 124, starting at verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Verses 1 through 8, all of Psalm 124. Lord, thank you for the fact that you are our help in time of need. You are our Lord, our Savior, our God, our King of kings, our Lord of lords. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being God Almighty, a God who is able to help us deal with any challenge, any storm, any difficulty, any problem we may come against. Thank you for the fact that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. More and more, Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that we can come to you, we can look to you, we can lean upon you and trust you to help in time of need, in every circumstance, every situation, every challenge in life, every storm. Thank you for being the God who's promised to be there and told us, never will I leave you nor forsake you. So we never stand alone. We never walk alone. Thank you, Lord, for being a God that is always there and always watching. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you listening. Let me remind you once again, we're in the process of working once again with that great ministry called India Partners. And India Partners is a wonderful ministry that reaches out in a great area of need in the nation of India. Specifically, girls as young as 8 are being trafficked and sold into the red light areas of Mumbai, India. They're forced to work in brothels against their will, many becoming mothers. These young children grow up in a place surrounded by sexual abuse and violence because their mothers work in the sex trade. You can help to rescue a child from India's red light districts and help her escape the dangers of the brothels in this tragic situation. Again, India Partners operates safe houses in Mumbai, India, away from the red light districts, where these children can escape the brothels and be relocated. Keep in mind, $7.08 provides one day of safety, rescue, and care for a child escaping the red light districts. Your gift today can help save a child and relocate her to a safe house. A day in the safe house includes full room and board, full-time school for children, private tutoring, medical attention, counseling, and most importantly, opportunities to hear about the love of Jesus Christ. You're not only keeping them safe, but giving them a chance to have a new future. I want to invite every single listener to ask yourself the question, how many days of safety can I help to provide? Keep in mind, 1 month of safety can simply $212 can help purchase 1 month of safety through this ministry. $50 provides a week of safety, rescue, and care. If you'd like to get involved, call or go online. You can call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online by going to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. We're grateful to have with us by phone today Pastor Henry Coles. He's the pastor of Faith Life Church in Nashville, Tennessee, and a friend over the years, and I'm grateful to have him on the broadcast with us. Pastor Coles, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Pastor Joseph, how are you doing today?
Oh, blessed, doing very well. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. And Pastor Coles, as we start off, I'd like to ask if you'll take just a few minutes to further introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and about the church that you pastor there in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, thank you very much for the privilege and opportunity. I want to say what an honor and a privilege it is to be joined with your listeners today. My name is Henry Coles, Jr., and I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, a out of a ministry called Word of Faith International Christian Center under the leadership of Bishop Keith A. Butler. And we have the pleasure of being the founder and pastor of a church now in Nashville, Tennessee, called Safe Life Church, formerly Word of Faith Christian Center. We've been here, this is our 18th year, having founded the church back in 1998, when we met you and your lovely family. And we're a Bible teaching ministry, in which we have as our mission statement, we are esteemers of God's word, empowered to serve, embracing a lost and dying world. And it's been a pleasure of both reaching out to the people here in the metropolitan Nashville area, along with going to the uttermost parts of the earth and sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So you've been in Nashville since 1998, did you say?
That's correct.
Okay, then. And you were one of the folks, you didn't go there to get a recording contract. You went there to start a church, correct?
Absolutely. I was actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma at a convention under Brother Hagin, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to Nashville, Tennessee. I want you to start a church exactly the way you've been trained, and you have 24 months to prepare yourself and be there. And that was in the summer of 1996, and we landed here in Nashville in the summer of 1998 and have been here ever since.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Coles, I think if I'm remembering correctly, at one point there were two churches that came together maybe a few years ago and combined with your fellowship. Is that correct?
And that's right. The reason why we actually changed the name to Faith Life Church is that there was a church here locally who had gone through some struggles and lost their pastor. And so there was a remnant of the church that did not have leadership. They contacted us. We prayed, and in prayer, God said, I want you to provide covering for my children. And so their name was Spirit of Life. We were Faith, Word of Faith Christian Center. And so from Word of Faith Christian Center and Spirit of Life Church came Faith Life Church. And we've existed as one body of believers ever since that was in 2014.
Amen. Amen. So if someone's listening that wants to come visit Faith Life Church, or maybe they live in the Nashville area, or maybe they plan to come to Nashville sometime, how would they get to Faith Life Church?
Well, they could look us up online at www.faith, the word faith, the word life, the word church, all connected in small letters, .org, TN for Tennessee, .org, so that's www.faithlifechurchtnfortennessee.org. That's our web presence. Or our address is 215 Bellevue Road, B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E Road, and that's Nashville, Tennessee. And all that information is on the website. And we'd love to have them come out and experience the love of God with us, their family, their extended family, called Faith Life here in metropolitan Nashville.
Amen. Amen. All righty then. Well, tell me, Pastor Coles, also, like, for example, with your being there in the Nashville, Tennessee community, what would you say there may be any particular or unique challenges of being a church in, of course, Nashville is considered Music City, USA, amongst other things. It's also one of, if not the publishing capital for the United States. Just any specific things, maybe unique challenges or unique matters that you've dealt with as a church since you've been a church family in the Nashville community that come to mind?
Well, one of the challenges that I've found over the past 18 years is many times when we are so blessed with an abundance of resources to help us in our walk of faith, in our walk of love with Jesus Christ, that we can become complacent. We can begin to take for granted all of the wonderful things that God provides for us. And it can result in people losing a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And so we counteract that with humility and a love of God and prayer. Hmm. Prayer always keeps us sensitive to the person of the voice of Jesus Christ by his Spirit, and helps to keep us from really becoming stagnant in our personal love and commitment to the cause of Christ. So that's really important in an area where you are so blessed with wonderful worship, wonderful resources, and where many times others don't have that advantage.
That's
and
right.
We need to be so thankful, mm-hmm. and at the same time humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that if there's any exalting to be done, he does it, and we're mindful to give him all the glory, the mm-hmm. honor, and the praise.
Amen. Amen. Well, tell me, too, now, you all have kind of a unique relationship with the church in, was it Afghanistan that you were sharing with me? Could you tell us a little bit more about the prayer ministry relationship you have?
Actually, it is with Pakistan.
Pakistan, I'm sorry.
God has linked us with a church that is doing wonderful things in Pakistan, and through intercession and prayer, God has been doing miraculous things through the prayers and intercessions of those in Pakistan for us, mm-hmm. and for our prayers and intercessions for them. We have experienced, and right now we're in a Building the Vision campaign, mm-hmm. and through the intercessions of our one for another, we have had an extra $20,000 to come in over the last a little over 30 days, mm-hmm. from basically right around Christmas until now. We've had a $20,000 unexpected blessing come in, which is allowing us to do some funding of some needs of the things that the church in Pakistan needs, mm-hmm. and we're able to. But over and above that, we've experienced some physical miracles.
Mm-hmm.
A young man who, a 7-year-old boy over in Pakistan, who the doctors saw that he was having a problem in getting rid of his liquid waste, and they discovered that his private parts were swollen, and that they were planning on doing a surgery through prayer. Mm-hmm. Joining our faith with the saints there, God miraculously healed him, mm-hmm. and they gave us testimony that they went back to the doctor. The doctor says no surgery needs to be done, and that he is able to properly get rid of all urine out of his body. And so we've been hearing about wonderful things as we have joined with the family of God there. And so part of what we're discovering in the power of prayer, intercession, you know, we love the scripture that says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, mm-hmm. Verse 1 says that we offer up supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks for all men, for kings, and for those in authority,
That's right.
We may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that this is good in the eyes of God. It's good and acceptable in the eyes of God, who would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. And so through that process of personal intercession.
Pastor Coles, I'm going to have to jump in real quick. We've got a break coming up, and if you'll pick up right there on the other side, we'd appreciate that. Our guest is Pastor Henry Coles, the pastor of Faith Life Church in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, we've been leading these tours to Washington, D.C. for almost 20 years, and we've never had a response like we've had this year. We're going to fill up early, for both our June and our September Spiritual Heritage Tours. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be our historian, and he'll be commenting all along the way, taking your questions and interacting with the group. We're going to be going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown as well on a separate tour that just precedes the Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon Spiritual Heritage Tour. So, if you'd like to go on one or both of these trips, you can find out all the information, all the details at the website spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com. 2017 may be your year to join us on one of these spiritual heritage tours.
Throughout Scripture, we find passages in which people who have lost God talk about Him. The Philistines were giving Israel a hard time, and the sons of Eli decided that the Israelites should carry the Ark of the Covenant into battle. They figured the Ark was where God dwelt, so if His throne went with them, He'd be there too. Not. They failed to realize that just because they carried the throne, it didn't necessarily mean that they carried the Lord. We must have a personal relationship with God. Viewing God as an abstract is always dangerous. Even His own parents traveled a whole day before they realized that Jesus wasn't there. Regardless of where you travel or what you do, nothing should ever replace His presence. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
You're listening to music from the group Commission, the song The Secret Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you once again, we do have an event coming up we want to invite you to come and be a part of. We do have a prayer seminar that will take place in Memphis, Tennessee on February 23rd with Pastor Reverend Dr. Russell Morrow at New Generation Ministries Empowerment Center, sponsored and led by Urban Family Talk at 6:30 p.m. Again, that address is 2041 South Lauderdale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the 23rd in Memphis, Tennessee. We hope that you can come and be with us for that event. Also, we do have a Festival for Life event, a pro-life event that will happen in Birmingham, Alabama on the 15th of February with Bishop Jim Lowe at Guiding Light Church in Birmingham. If you can come and be with us that evening, please do. If you can't come, please pray for God to anoint and to do a mighty work through each of these events. Our guest today is Pastor Henry Coles, the pastor of Faith Life Church in Nashville, Tennessee. And Pastor Coles, I'm sorry, I cut you off before we went into the break there. So, but if you'll pick up where you left off, please.
Certainly. I was just sharing about the power of prayer and intercession. The Bible admonishes us to intercede one for another. We have a high priest who ever intercedes for us, and as we are able to offer prayers on behalf of one another, God begins to move in mighty ways. And as we have entered into a partnership with a church in Pakistan, mm-hmm. we have begun to watch God do something wonderful. Now, it's important for us to realize that intercession begins with us personally,
right,
and mm-hmm. then to our families, our spouses, our, mm-hmm. our children, our brothers and our sisters, our immediate community that we're a part of. And so we're involved in interceding for mm-hmm. our church family, our community that we're set in the midst of, our city. And as we allow our privilege of prayer and intercession to begin with us and extend to the four corners of the earth, we're able to watch the power of God work both near and far.
That's right.
I was sharing mm-hmm. about a little boy, 7-year-old boy in Pakistan, who was miraculously healed through intercession, mm-hmm. and that we're actually using technology whereby we can actually connect by video Facebook and join our service with the church there, that we're able to actually pray together, worship together using the technology that is available to us. And we've been seeing God do some wonderful things. They've been praying for us, and we've seen not only just God bless us in the financial realm, but we're watching a move of God that is wonderful within our congregation. Hmm. And also we're hearing of people getting blessings from the prayers of the saints of God collectively.
That's good.
The Word of God talks about if my people in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, we know if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins. A big portion, forgiving our sin and healing our lands. And certainly with the circumstances around the life of the unborn, we have so much that we need to be forgiven for.
That's
and we
right.
definitely need to intercede that God would be merciful towards us mm-hmm. as a nation, as a church, and then ultimately be able to go forward and do his will and see his will be done mm-hmm. throughout our nation and throughout the earth.
That's right. That's right. Well, Pastor Coles, let me ask a question here. You touched on this a moment ago. You alluded to the importance of, couples praying, families praying together as well. A question that is really a very important question to be asked is, let me explain it a little bit. There are a lot of Christian couples, husbands and wives, who love the Lord and attend church regularly and are seeking to serve the Lord. But if you'd ask them, a lot of couples, they don't pray together. You ask a husband, your average husband, wife, when's the last time they prayed together? And many of them wouldn't be able to tell you. Would you share from your own perspective as a pastor, why it's so critically important for husbands and wives to make it a priority to pray together on a daily basis?
Absolutely. God has given a special expression of oneness in the prayer of agreement. And The Bible tells us in St. Matthew 18 and 18, it says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And again, Jesus says, "And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." That's the word of God the Father through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, mm-hmm. to us, that as couples, if we will understand the power of the prayer of agreement,
mm-hmm.
one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 2,000 to flight.
That's right.
And there is an ability in Christ that if we go before the Lord together in oneness, that God will hear and answer our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they line up with the will of God, the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I strongly encourage couples to be intentional in their prayers offered up to God, and write down the things that they're believing God for, because one of the things that Rafaela, my wife, and I have experienced over the now 37 years that we have been joined in holy matrimony,
mm-hmm.
is that as we have come into agreement and gone before the Lord in prayer, He has brought to pass the things that we've prayed for. And if I could just quickly share one of the greatest testimonies. In 1990, our firstborn son died of leukemia. He was 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
and the anniversary of his passing was just on the 5th of February,
mm-hmm.
27 years ago.
Okay.
But we touched and agreed after his death. I had had a vasectomy for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We touched and agreed, went before God as a couple, because he was our only son.
Right.
We had a daughter older than him and a daughter younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And God heard our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were about our Father's business, all during the time we were developing and preparing to serve as ministry gifts,
mm-hmm.
God miraculously got my vasectomy reversed.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of time in 1998, when we were in 1993,
mm-hmm.
when we were helping to plant a church in Atlanta, God blessed my wife and I with another son, mm-hmm. Joel, and then
Amen.
20 months later, blessed us with another son,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan. Joel is 23 years old, has graduated, and is an accountant. Jonathan is a senior at Emory University, university graduated. And so I say this to the listeners, is there anything too hard for God?
Mm-hmm.
If we will go before Him in prayer, in faith,
mm-hmm.
He can do what might seem impossible,
right.
or might seem beyond what we can imagine. There's nothing too hard for our God.
That's right.
And I feel very strongly, I'm speaking to someone who's listening,
mm-hmm.
and you believe that something that you desire is just so far beyond. If thou canst believe, all mm. things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
And so be encouraged. You know, don't be afraid to try.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to let go and let God, and watch God be God in your life.
That's right. That's right. Pastor Cole, would you take time to pray for couples, for families, that God would just really ignite their prayer lives more so? Because lots of believers go to church on a consistent basis, but prayer is just not a part of their life and their family lifestyle. Would you pray for those families, those couples, those homes, please?
Father, in the name of our Lord and
Thank
Savior
you.
Jesus Christ, we come before you acknowledging you as the sovereign, holy, loving, gracious God.
Yes,
you are good.
Jesus.
And your mercies endure forever. And we come, Father, asking you,
Thank you.
To help us to understand the power and the
Thank
privilege
you.
Of prayer. You said that if we lack anything, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace
yes, Lord.
And make our petitions known. And so I touch and agree with all the listeners out there, those, Father God, who only seem to have what might be called a mustard seed of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
But that's all that they need, because there is unlimited potential in the mustard seed of faith.
Thank you.
You've given to every man the measure of faith, a measure of faith. And if we will release that and trusting in you with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding,
yes,
but in every way acknowledge you, you can direct our path and you can unveil the plan and the purpose that you have for each and every one of us. So I release my faith with every believer, every listener, every person,
Lord,
every couple. And I say, trust God.
Yes, Lord.
Release your faith in the God who loves your soul and who has made you whole through Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Lord. He is the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you.
Receive the fullness of that gift.
Thank
and
you.
Watch the power and the love and the grace of God.
Thank you.
Be manifested into a great testimony in your lives, a
Thank
legacy
you,
for your children's children.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Coles. I want to ask you this, Pastor Coles. Now, you alluded to something that is probably one of the most difficult things, of course, for any family, any couple to go through, the loss of one of their children. And, you know, I recall from years ago, Pastor Coles, once being with you in service where you shared a very powerful testimony of some things your son said before he went home to be with the Lord. And I can just imagine how critical your prayer life was during that time, because, again, of all the things any parent faces, that's one of, if not the most difficult thing, to lose a child. But any other words of insight or encouragement you can share with other parents who maybe have lost children that would bless and encourage them in their walk with the Lord as well?
Absolutely. First and foremost, understand the every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God gives good gifts, and the one thing that we have to guard against is blaming God.
Mm-hmm.
When a child transitions early, the Bible tells us that there is a real thief that is in the earth, Satan, and he cometh not before to steal and to kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to understand that first and foremost. And when we don't understand that, I'll ask the Lord to help us to understand the dynamics behind that. But in our healing, we are to turn to the living God and ask him to give us the grace,
mm-hmm,
and strength. One day at a time, one moment at a time, one breath at a time, to heal from the transition of a loved one, and particularly a child, and to not allow us to blame our spouse,
mm-hmm,
but to grow closer to one another and to sustain our family, because in a loss of a child, it impacts the entire family, father, mother, siblings, grandparents, everybody experiences it differently, and we all need healing, and we all need the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God in the midst of that, and he is well able to keep us, sustain us, and thank God for church families that can be a source of support and resources that we may need to access in order to kind of help us through the tough times.
That's
it's
right.
The love of God that ultimately is the strength and the impetus by which we're able to overcome life's greatest tribulations. Jesus said, in this life, we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for he's overcome it for us. And he is love.
Amen. Amen. Our guest is Pastor Henry Coles, the pastor of Faith Life Church in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be right back after this break.
Want a microwave experience with God when God is offering a crock-pot experience with him.
Dr. Tony Evans says there's no instant recipe for living that produces eternal results.
He wants it to be an ongoing, slow, rich environment that doesn't become disconnected.
It's a look at what it really means to experience God. Coming up this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible, line by line and verse by verse, to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
Dr. Tony Evans says too many believers are living on a spiritual diet that's doing them more harm than good. He'll tell us about a healthier option today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Anybody here like Krispy Kreme donuts? You can get filled with nice, sugary, sweet donuts. So the body feels full. But what you have filled yourself with is of absolutely no nutritional value. They're called empty calories. But they're sweet, enjoyable empty calories. So that, in fact, you are worse off for what you enjoyed. Because the body can't use it. The soul of the believer has been constructed or engineered to receive righteousness from God, and it feeds on it. It feeds on righteousness. What we do is we fill ourselves with unrighteousness. We fill ourselves with worldliness. We fill ourselves with sin, but because it's sugar, it smells good and tastes good and fills us up. We think our souls are okay, when it was of absolutely no nutritional value. And we find out that instead of growing spiritual muscle, we're accumulating spiritual flab. Because His righteousness is not the standard by which decisions are made.
You can read hundreds of Dr. Evans' best stories in Tony Evans' book of illustrations. Check into getting a copy today at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you, we might like to invite you to go to our website, urbanfamilytalk.com, and also we invite you to subscribe. A number of blogs and spiritually encouraging articles you'll find there. And also, we have questions sometimes we invite you to respond to. Also, want to encourage you to friend our Facebook pages. That Urban Family Talk has a Facebook page, as well as Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live. Please take time to go and like the pages if you would. And finally, they want to remind you that we do have free mobile apps for you for your iPhone and Android devices. Just go to your app store and search for Urban Family Talk, and that way you can take Urban with you wherever you might go. Our guest today is Pastor Henry Coles, the pastor of Faith Life Church in Nashville, Tennessee. And Pastor Coles, for this last segment as we start, would you take time to pray for families who've lost loved ones? And again, with you having had that journey in your own life, you can know and understand in a way that others that haven't been down that road would not be able to. Would you pray for them, whatever's on your heart, to lift those families up in prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you that you are the God who is able to grant us a peace that passes all understanding to mount guard over our hearts and minds, not just in the moment, but for the duration of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Because when a child or a loved one transitions from us,
thank you, Lord.
You are the God who is able to take the sting out of death and the victory out of the grave.
Thank you, Lord.
And when we don't fully understand, we don't comprehend, we ask why, and there's really no answer other than we can look to you and ask you for grace and peace.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you that Jesus Christ is the love of our souls. He's the one who makes us whole. He is the one who is able to make life worth living and give us the strength for a new day. And I release my faith with all of the loved ones, family members, friends, and listeners.
Yes, Lord.
Even those who may not know you, because your love is unconditional. Be with them. Let them know you never leave them nor forsake them.
Thank you, Lord.
In the wee hours of the morning when their mind wants to go to a place that's dark, you are the light.
Yes,
that shineth in a dark place, O God. Jesus, we love you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. You are
yes,
the glory
Lord.
And the lifter of our heads.
Thank you
are the way, the truth, and the life.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we trust in you with all of our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. Continue to direct our path. Let love, the love of Christ, be bond of strength and security for each new day.
Thank you, Lord.
This is our request, O God, and we thank you for it, for all of the loved ones, family members, friends, all the listeners, the body of Christ, and for the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Coles. Let me remind all of our listeners, I want you to remember this. If you're not reading the Word of God every day, let me remind you once again why it's so important. Pastor Coles just alluded to the light that comes from our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember this, amongst other things, God's Word is pure light, and we live in a world full of darkness. And any persons that person that begins to read the Word of God, I like to encourage you to go reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day. But any person that really begins to read it daily, the Spirit of God and the grace of God will start to work on your mind and your heart in a wonderful way. If you're not saved, lots of people come to know Christ after really beginning to start spending time in the Word of God. But then lots of believers really begin to grow up when they really start to get into His Word. So if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit of reading 3 chapters a day. It'll bless your socks off if you do it. I want to encourage you to do that. Pastor Cole, our time is almost gone. We've got just a few more minutes, though. Any additional things, words of wisdom that you'd like to share with families or couples about the importance of prayer being a vital part of their life? Anything else that you'd like to share?
I just like people to know that prayer is not pretentious. It's very simply communicating with God.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be very formal. It can just be conversational. And always remember, it's two-way, that you can speak unto God, mm-hmm. and if we quiet our hearts, He'll speak to us. And many times the way He speaks to us is through a magazine, through a billboard, through a commercial, through something that someone says, or we can even learn to hear the still, small voice of His Spirit with our spirit. That's leading right. and guiding us. And Jesus demonstrated the power of prayer and so much impacted His disciples. They said, teach us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
And so prayer is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You can start off very simply and develop into a very powerful access and intimacy with God. And I encourage them to press into it.
Amen. Amen. And let me remind our listeners as well, again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Now, I recall recently talking to someone who said that they had been diagnosed with an illness and they felt like after the diagnosis, it became hard to pray. And Pastor Coles, I'm going to ask in just a moment if you'll comment on this, but for every believer, every individual listening, you need to remember all of life is involved with spiritual warfare. Like it or not, it's going to come. It's a part of life. It's a part of life and a part of our lifestyle. Even obviously when we don't want it, it's just going to be there. And so prayer is one of the great tools and weapons whereby God allows us to talk with Him, to get His help, His guidance, His grace. And so we have an item we call prayer tools that we like to share with listeners. So if you'd like to email us at that email I just mentioned, we'd be glad to email it to you again, jparker@afa.net. And they're simply prayers that come straight from the Word of God or based on the Word of God that help you to jumpstart your prayer life. And sometimes it's easier to pray than at other times. But again, getting tools like this that come straight from the Word of God can help to encourage or jumpstart your prayer life too. So please email us. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send them to you. But Pastor Coles, would you share just your thoughts about why it's so important for us to recognize that spiritual warfare is just a part of life?
Absolutely. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. That most of the things that manifest as trials and tribulations in our life have a spiritual connection. And if we can learn how to use the Word of God, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is the capacity to be able to access Christ and then have Christ to be the resources that we need, even if it's the strength to endure, or if God's in His sovereignty intervenes and provides us a healing or a miracle, you know, it is through the power of the light of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold and destroying the yoke. So I encourage people to look to the Word of God as a lamp unto their feet, a light unto their pathway, and there's a word in the Word of God for everything that pertains to life and godliness.
That's
so
right.
Make that a practice. And if they don't know how to do it for themselves, find a resource. There's plenty of resources through the internet that can help them, or their loved ones, family members, or their ministry gifts. And certainly, if they'll go to our website, www.faithlifechurchtn.org, we have a number of resources available, and they can make a request, and we'll put something together for them. And because we're going to use the technology of the day to be a blessing to the four corners of the earth, and certainly would love to do that.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you, Pastor Coles, I'm going to ask if you'll comment at least one more quick topic before our time runs out. You know, 7 days from now, we'll be celebrating Valentine's Day. And I think of this very important reality that in every relationship, like it or not, spiritual warfare is there too, because the devil wants to always break down relationships, bring as much division and trouble where he can. And so every believer, men and women, should pray, like, for example, in their dating relationships and in the courtship, prayer should be a vital part of that. And I think of this too, that sometimes on the humorous side, young folks may say, well, if I pray on a date, it'll ruin it. Well, see, they probably have something on their mind they shouldn't have on their mind anyway. But prayer should be a part of certainly every relationship that you have. Would you comment? Would you share your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. No one knows what is best for us like God.
That's right.
He made us, He designed us, and if we will trust Him to help us develop ourselves in preparation for meaningful friendship and relationship, and I look to Him to be the source of love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
That's right.
Begin with Him, and male or female, develop that intimacy with Him and carry that into the relationship that He leads and guides you in, and you'll end up with a God kind of relationship that can last till death do you part.
That's right. That's right. And certainly, too, even very much so, husbands and wives often should pray more for their communication, pray for understanding, pray for wisdom, patience, insight to better understand the other person, because the devil, too, is trying to bring as much division and destruction into married relationships. No question about that, though. Would you, Pastor Colzar, as we end our time, would you pray for believers just to really allow prayer to become more part of all their relationships in every part of their lives?
Father, once again, we come before You now in culminating an apex to this concept of prayer and saying,
thank You, Lord.
Father, we desire that prayer would become such a wonderful privilege in the listeners of our program today.
Thank You,
that
Lord.
It would not be a labor that is laborious, but it would be a labor of love, that they would come to appreciate the privilege and being able to come and come boldly to Your throne and make their request known, that they would receive the guidance, the correction, the rebuke, the instruction that is necessary to become like Christ.
Thank
and
You,
that Christ-likeness then would be shared
thank
with
you,
husbands and wives and with children, with family, as friends, as neighbors, as community leaders, in whatever role that You have them in, that they would come to understand that they can always come to You in prayer, that even in their darkest and most challenging times, not to run from You, but to run to You.
Thank
and
you,
even
Lord.
When they stumble and fall, that they can confess their sin, and You are faithful and just to forgive them of their sin and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Jesus, You are our paradigm. You are the example of the power of prayer. When we couple it with praise, thanksgiving, worship,
thank You, Lord.
You do wonderful things, and I thank You that today You are doing something wonderful, have done something wonderful, and the lives of the listeners will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Coles, for being with us. It's been a privilege to have you. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We appreciate you joining us. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.